Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Headlines. Powered by Ken Nugent, George's Law Firm.
One call, that's all.
Go to callken.com.
That's allken.com.
The Falcons will have a new look in 2026 after owner Arthur Blank fired head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. Greg Beatles has been elevated to president and CEO, succeeding Rich McKay, while the team will also hire a president of football. The Falcons finished the season with four straight wins, including Sunday's victory over the Saints, but missed the playoffs for the eighth consecutive year. I'm Caleb Johnson.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The NFL is crazy. We know that. But when your coach and your general manager get got, when you've won four in a row and a lot of people say, well, maybe this is not as bad as we thought. It was. And those were hollow wins because the season was not on the line. And we know that there were a lot of folks who were fighting to save their jobs. Unfortunately, it didn't play out that way for them. Terry Fontenot let go last night along with Raheem Morris. And now the Falcons are in the business and back in the business of trying to find a new head coach, a new general manager, and what they are now calling, and I say they as in Arthur Blank in his letter that he put out, Mike, a president of football. Everyone assumes that is Matt Ryan. So can we just talk about this for a second? I want the best people in the organization and certainly, you know, surrounded. I want our players surrounded by the best people. Look, I don't think anybody in their right mind would not want Matt Ryan a part of this new regime or this new operation, however you want to describe it. But I also know that Matt Ryan, Mike, as again reported by Tom Pelissero, saying he still would like to do some TV stuff or still would like to be, you know, with CBS. I just don't feel like that is plausible. I don't. And look, I'm not being selfish here, and I'm not telling Matt what he can and can't do. He's going to do whatever he wants, and if the Falcons allow him to do both, then so be it. But as a fan, I don't want to be cheated.
Right.
I don't want to feel like his attention is somewhere else when it needs to be here. What have we won? What have we won? I need people completely focused at the job at hand. Now, if Matt's going to be an advisor, Mike, and he comes in and gives them his opinion every now and then, and maybe he's in on a couple of personnel moves or whatever, however this is going to look, and I do not know. Great. But if you're telling me, Mike, he is going to be the president of football, and you have a head coach and a general manager that need to answer to him, if, in fact, that's going to be the position.
Right.
How can you do both, my man?
Well, that's just it.
What have you won?
Well, please, Trey. Yeah, we'll get to you later. As far as the Falcons and Matt, I'm with Carl. I mean, I said to Carl during the commercial break, I'd rather have him just be the GM. And guys are going to say, you don't know if he can do the job. Neither do you. He may not.
We don't know.
No, John Lynch has done a pretty good job with the 49ers. Elway won a Super Bowl. Some guys bust out. Matt Millen was a disaster in Detroit. You know, Ozzie Newsome came up the old-fashioned way, had to put the time in before he got the gig, and he was great. Matter of fact, speaking of Ozzie Newsome, guy just hits up, Daryl just asked us, well, who'd you hire as a GM? You can Google these articles because, you know, you might not know the workings of, you know, NFL teams' front offices if you do Mazel Tov.
Sure.
But a name I just looked up, guy named Ian Cunningham. Right, mm-hmm. He is an assistant with the Bears. He worked under Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore, and he worked with Howie Roseman in Philly. That's okay by me. I don't know if I needed two consulting firms to vet that. You know, as long as he doesn't have any axe murderers in his history, let's go. That's the kind of person I'd be interested in talking to. But I'm with you. How does Matt balance that role if he's going to do CBS and that? Then what's the point?
You're missing a big point with Ian Cunningham. He was a teammate of Matt Ryan at Boston College. As a matter of fact, he protected Matt Ryan on his O-line. They have a great relationship.
So how about them apples? And that was the first name I just pulled, by the way. Well, that's funny as hell you knew that.
It's come on.
Right.
Come on. Right. I'm just telling you. Like, there's a lot of connections in the NFL. This is what right. I say. When we are all tripping about these consulting firms, there are so many people that the average fan has no idea how people are connected. And what happens in these businesses and, Mike, in the football world and how this works. So when you start saying, why the hell do we need a consulting firm? Because the Falcons as an organization, when you clean house, I need to know the top candidates out there, and there's going to be somebody I'm going to miss. So give them to me. Let me see these names. Let me see what these people look like. And then we'll decide, Mike, who we want to bring in. There are obvious choices. But to your point about Ian, he's doing a hell of a job. And by the way, you want to know somebody else that has a connection to Matt? Their general manager, Ryan Poles, who also played offensive line and was with Matt Ryan. So there are connections in this league where you start going, okay, how the hell is Matt going to do this? Who does right. he know? He knows a bunch of people around this league that now are in pertinent positions, Mike, and positions of power, and understand how to build these teams.
I mean, as we said, guys, the coach just talked to and the general manager talked to the players this morning, and already guys are asking, well, who's going to be the guy? Because I know we got to know now. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but to Carl's point earlier, we got five other NFL teams looking to fill some of these roles.
And by the way, they're all willing to pay too.
Right. And not everyone needs a general manager. Some guys have a GM. Some guys is a coach. Sometimes it's both. Either way, we're not working in a vacuum here. So, I mean, I know folks want to know when this is going to happen. Don't really know what the timeline is going to be. But they've got these groups that they've worked with one of the consulting firms, Sportology, and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then Arthur will ultimately make that decision, perhaps without Rich McKay's input. Okay? But I understand why that caller was driving home that argument earlier. As long as Rich is still in a zip code with Arthur Blank and they've got a relationship which is super tight, people still feel that Rich is going to be called out as a resource.
Yeah.
And that scares people.
It does. And that's why they have to do a lot of convincing, I believe, to make you understand, here is his position. I mean, I know that you feel like if he's around, it's football. But there's so much more going on. And I'm not trying to, again, get into all the minutia of all these events that they do and he's involved with. But the World Cup's a pretty big deal, guys. and to say he's involved with that and, oh, the Super Bowl's coming back. These are things that he's involved in. And that stuff just doesn't happen overnight. So I hope, Mike, what they're saying is true. Like, hey, Rich is over here. He still talks to Arthur about it. These other business things. But this is Greg's deal now. And Greg is the guy, and he is going to mesh the business, football business, and the football, you know, personnel stuff and the team all together. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think about this Matt Ryan thing? I mean, seriously, as we talk about, hey, I want this guy, and how the hell did they let Raheem go, and Terry should have stayed. What do you think about this Matt Ryan thing? 404-726-0929. I want to believe that Matt he's talented enough, Mike, that if this is what he wants to do, he can do it. But I also know, in my own experience, when you get asked to do various jobs, you got to commit.
Right.
You can't just disrespect one and be like, oh, I can pick up on that one. That's easy. And I'm not telling you that TV's easy, but I'm telling you there's a commitment to that, just as there's a commitment to being the president if you're going to be running the football operations. That's all.
And that's why, I mean, I think in a perfect world, you'd have Matt just be the GM And I think a lot of folks would certainly roll the dice with his football knowledge, everything you just talked about with him. But there's a way to sort of have other guys, as Carl just mentioned, it's a very close-knit NFL community. These guys know, and you work with your friends. And that's generally how it goes. And then it makes sense. Remember, Arthur Smith got hired before Terry Fontenot. Right, and then yep. Arthur apparently leaned into him, and oh, we got to go get Pitts, which is again, it's a bad whatever Pitts is going to be here or elsewhere. It's just still a dumb pick. Taking a tight end fourth overall is just dumb.
Dumb,
you know. And did we go to the playoffs? Did we win a playoff? No. So the result's not there. But I'm with you. I'm curious to know, can Matt juggle both those roles? And then we'd already talked about the Tom Brady precedent, where if you're ever going to do like play-by-play, you can't even do your job because you can't talk to other teams because you're a personnel guy yourself.
Yeah, it just makes it tough. All right, want to jump back on the phones. We're talking about all these things, but this Matt Ryan thing is just like, it is automatically assumed that this is going to happen and it's going to work. If it does, I hope it does. But there's also a chance it might not. And if it doesn't, Mike, that's a whole nother can of worms that you're going to have to look at and say, okay. So that's why I say, look, if I was him, hi, Matt, I'd be like, yeah, I'll advise. I'll be a part of the organization, and I'll be around, and I will be here whenever you need me and right. call on me. But if you're telling me I got to run this thing day to day, that's just a different animal.
Right. So we're going to try to get more clarification on that Thursday. Arthur Blank's going to have a press conference.
But he may want it.
Yeah.
He may want it.
Matt, look, I just think the guys, and again, if you don't want Matt Ryan involved with this team, I don't know what to tell you. You're still in your bag over Mike Vick. I can't really get those two around my head. You should just give it up by now, okay? Matt has shown his ability on TV, just like John Lynch did. He knows what the hell's going on.
He knows what he's doing. Richard in Gwinnett, what are you thinking, Richard? Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Crazy, crazy time right now for our football team in our city. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I agree.
It's pretty crazy. So I've got a deep cut GM candidate for you. I want your thoughts. Just because it's an inside hire, if you will. And I know as we hear that, like we hear Raheem Morris, and you know, I feel like people are going to click out as soon as they hear that. But like, just give me a second. My candidate is Anthony Robinson.
Okay.
He was the assistant GM for the Titans most recently. Mm-hmm. And they fired him once they fired the GM there. And his next move, which is what intrigues me, is that instead of waiting for the, you know, to get hired as an assistant GM somewhere else, he stepped down to be a scout for the Rams. I think because he understands the value of working for a good organization, even if it's step down job-wise. Mm-hmm. So for me, that seems like the type of person, the type of personality you want is someone who's willing to work, who's willing to get there and make it right. Like instead of just going for the job, I don't know. So anyway, right. I'm shouting out Anthony Robinson. What do you guys think? He was here for over a decade.
Yep. He was with Dimitroff. He scouted. I think memory serves. He was like Thomas loved Julio. He was the guy that you know got Thomas onto the Julio thing. But was he part of the Ridley thing too? Would he be the scout that would have scouted Ridley?
Anthony?
Yeah.
Maybe. He might be. I'm not sure about that.
Let me look that up. I'm going to check that out.
I'm not sure about that. But you know what? It's a good pull. It really is. Look, I will tell you this. When Anthony was here, because I knew him pretty well, Mike, he thought that he was going to be next in line to be the general manager. And he didn't get that opportunity. Right.
According to AI, thank you, Mike and Carl, Anthony Robinson, prominent NFL executive, known for his blah, 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 Tennessee, we already talked about, Falcons director of college scouting, where he helped scout talents like Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
So, okay.
And he was really good and really beloved in the organization, but that upward mobility where you thought,
hit the ceiling.
Yeah. So he had to leave. And then he leaves, and to our caller's point, now he finds himself back in a very similar position, but guess what? Rams Super Bowl contenders. And he knew Les Snead off, obviously, from his time here also. So I just feel like there's a connection there. But that's a great name. But I'll say this. This is what I said earlier today. When we throw a wide net, let's not lock in on one. Let's just see what's out there and fill in the blanks. All right, Mike on the road. You're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, how are you feeling, man?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, just a couple names for coach. I'm not sure about the last name, but the guy, the Brian, that's the defensive coordinator for the Vikings.
Brian Flores.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bringing him in as a head coach, or either Kevin Stefanski, maybe.
Now, what?
Matt LaFleur,
Matt, sorry to cut you off. Matt LaFleur interests me. Why is that compulsion about Stefanski? I don't understand that.
I'm not sure either.
A lot of guys have mentioned him.
Well, two things. And I'm going to let you speak here. And by the way, thanks for the phone call. Let's discuss this real quick. Stefanski, by the way, let go by the Browns. Their general manager, Andrew Berry, who's been there a very long time, is now going to be tasked with bringing in the next head coach. Let's be honest about Cleveland. The owner screwed it up by paying Deshaun Watson. And now what has happened, Mike, somebody's got to go. And because they're not winning, you still don't have a quarterback, right? They drafted, three? They went through three this year, and then they traded Flacco. It was, hey, Stefanski's the fall guy. I don't think Stefanski's a bad coach. He's a two-time coach of the year. He's not a bad coach. The owner screwed him.
Yeah, and they've gone through, the soap opera in Cleveland. But it is interesting. That's a name that keeps coming up.
Why. He's a two-time coach of the year. What were you going to add, real quick? Good.
No, I was going to say, he's dealt with a myriad of quarterbacks in Cleveland, too. Like, just deal with these guys. You got Baker Mayfield. This year he dealt with Dylan Gabriel and Shadur and all those guys. I think of all the candidates that have been kind of presented so far, he's the one I think who can best make chicken salad and chicken blank.
Okay.
Work with less to make more.
I like Kubiak, the Shanahan connection. As Carl said, his dad basically invented all these versions of the West Coast offense everybody runs, going back to the Rams, et cetera. What Zach was trying to do, I don't know what that was. But I do like Kubiak, his experience. He's been an OC. He's doing some great things in Seattle. And the pedigree and the staff you put together and the resources and the connections he'd have.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That intrigues me. But we're not going to be the only guys talking to him.
It intrigues me too, Mike. If you talk about young offensive minds, it's going to help a quarterback. All you have to do is look at what Sam Darnold is doing.
Right. And you're hoping that, as we said earlier, you catch that lightning in a bottle where you get that Sean McVay type, and then you've got your guy for 10 years or longer, and you're set.
Yeah. All right, 404-726-0929. We're talking about all this with you guys here today on a Falcon Monday, and it really is Black Monday because multiple coaches have been let go.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on Auto Trader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.